Our government.
Iran.
Your government.
Proliferation.
Public option.
A serious insurgency.
We do have a plan. We're working on it.
Just to give you a sense of perspective. What's going on?
It's Monday. That means it's time to check out the agenda for the week. Our friend Marcus Mabry is out on paternity leave. Seems like it's baby season here, Todd, doesn't it? But keeping us, helping us out in Marcus Mabry's stead is Raihan Salam. He's a fellow at the New America Foundation and author of Grand New Party, How Republicans Can Win the Working Class and Save the American Dream.
Fellow fill-in.
That's right. We got two fill-ins, both for the same reason. Yeah. First, though, let's go to Adam Minot. He's a world affairs correspondent for our partner, the BBC, and he's going to fill us in on what's happening in Copenhagen. Good morning, Adam.
Morning to you.
So Barack Obama is heading there towards the end of the meeting, which is actually when a lot of world leaders are expected. In the meantime, since they're not expected to emerge from Copenhagen with a real treaty, and they probably won't even finish an extension of the Kyoto agreement, the Kyoto Protocol, what are they expecting to accomplish at Copenhagen in these 2 weeks?
No, I think, as you say, expectations have been reined in a bit. So I think what is hope now that they will come out with what they're describing as a broad political framework to move forward. But I don't think we can underestimate the rhetoric on this. And some are describing this meeting in Copenhagen as the summit to save the planet. People are aware that this is very important, that the threat of global warming is huge. And as you said, many world leaders, Barack Obama said he's going to be there at the close, the key when these key decisions will be made. Many world leaders are turning up, and that is an investment, I guess, in the future.
Okay, so the BBC actually did a huge poll where you were asking people, how concerned are you about climate change? And here's something that the Danish environment minister said about this, Connie Hedegaard. She's chairing the Copenhagen Climate Conference.
It's very positive, and I'm absolutely confident that had you asked that question 5 or 10 years back in such a global poll, the understanding of the necessity of investing in this field would have been much, much less. So I think it's a major improvement.
Well, we did find out from this poll that 6% of those polled wanted their government to oppose climate deals. In other words, only 6% of people wanted governments to pull out of a deal. So that's good, right?
It is. And at the other end of the scale, I mean, getting on for two-thirds, 64% said they considered that climate change to be a very serious problem. Some concern, perhaps, that the two most polluting countries in the world, China and the United States, the polling figures were much lower for those who said they considered climate change and global warming to be very serious. 45% in the case of the USA and just over 50% in the case of China. And those two figures have fallen. But overall, the picture is worldwide. And as you say, this was quite a big survey, 24,000 people in 23 countries. The worry about the effects of global warming are on the climb.
Okay, thanks so much. That's Adam Minot. He's the world affairs correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Now we turn to Raihan Salam to get some quick looks at some of the other things that are going on this week. Raihan, it's difficult to talk about this week without talking about health care. Here's Senators Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid taking stabs at each other, it sounds like.
Here we are a few weeks before Christmas with the Democrats trying to squeeze every single one of their members to swallow a pretty bitter pill for the American people.
Republicans are being destructive. They want this to be, as one senator said, President Obama's Waterloo, and it's not going to be.
Raihan, is this going to be President Obama's Waterloo?
I don't think so. Basically, what President Obama is trying to do is get these four potentially rebellious folks who are caucusing with the Senate Democrats on side. And the big sticking points are, as we all know, the public option and also abortion. But I think that he's going to be able to get them under wraps. And if he doesn't, he has a second option, break in case of emergency, to reach out to Maine's two Republican senators.
Okay, so he actually visited the Capitol Hill, so we'll see if President Obama has clout with his own party members and can bring them in line. But another big thing that he's talking about lately is jobs.
In the coming days, I'll be unveiling additional ideas aimed at accelerating job growth and hiring as we emerge from this economic storm. And so that we don't face another crisis like this again, I am determined to meet our responsibility to do what we know will strengthen our economy in the long run.
That was President Obama during his weekly radio address. And he says he's determined to meet our responsibility so this doesn't happen again. What does that mean? Does that mean deficit reduction?
It's not entirely clear. That is certainly something he's going to try to emphasize given the changing political climate. But I actually think the president is in a relatively good political position this week. He's going to give a speech at Brookings on Tuesday about his ideas to jumpstart the economy. And among them are some, you know, very kind of poll-tested ideas, including retrofitting homes and also a measure that's designed to spur new job creation. Whether or not these ideas are going to work, they certainly sound right. And with the emphasis on deficit reduction, he's clearly, you know, meeting a lot of the concerns of conservatives and independents.
Okay, let's move on now to finances, because we're expecting to have a vote on Friday in the House to overhaul the financial regulatory system. There's been a lot of tough talk about this. Are we going to get tough regulations coming out?
Well, the real question is what's going to happen in the Senate, because in the House, the legislation seems to have moved forward, fairly well, whereas in the Senate, there is a lot of dispute, including among centrist Democrats and Republicans, regarding Senator Dodd's proposal for a financial regulatory overhaul. And one of the big sticking points is how we're going to end up treating the Federal Reserve. So that remains to be seen, and I'm not optimistic about all that much happening this week.
Oh, really? Even with the vote on Friday, we'll see whether or not you're right. Yeah. One last thing for you, Reihan Salam. President Obama will be in Oslo in Norway on Thursday to accept his Nobel Peace Prize. Should we expect protests?
Yes, there definitely will be protests, but I don't think it's going to really detract from, how it's going to enhance his reputation.
Okay, Reihan Salam is a fellow at the New America Foundation and author of Grand New Party, How Republicans Can Win the Working Class and Save the American Dream. Coming up, we're going to talk about family life as we do every Monday. How do you tell your kids the bad economy means fewer presents underneath the tree or in your stocking, actually? We're going to talk about that more later this hour.